Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Okay, Josh.
Hello.
It's time for the odd news.
Sure is.
Quick reminder first that the Field of Green sweepstakes is your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans.
Whoa.
You can enter to win now at 1620thezone.com. Field of Green. Your grass should be pretty green, but you need something to cut it with, right?
Yeah.
1620thezone.com.
Wow. $5,000?
$5,000.
That's a good amount of change.
You get a chance.
Oh, okay.
1620thezone.com.
You just railed the New York Mets.
No, I didn't. I did not say anything about the New York Mets.
Let's celebrate the New York Mets. I, an Atlanta Braves fan, am reaching across the aisle to congratulate the New York Mets on a successful promotion that they pulled the other day. I believe this was over the weekend. It was Dollar Dog Night in Queens. They sold a lot of hot dogs. 44,269 hot dogs.
Okay.
To be exact.
Nice.
A stadium record, 44,269 nice hot dogs during the promotion. The Mets announced an attendance of 22,880, which is about two dogs per fan. One of those fans sported a custom T-shirt, which he wrote on to keep track of how many hot dogs he consumed. The shirt read, "Bad day to be a glizzy."
Nice.
And had tally marks for every hot dog that he
ate. Yeah, the kids are saying glizzy now.
Mm-hmm, that's a hot dog. Nick failed to eat a glizzy in 10 seconds, which quite literally anyone would have told him.
Yeah, that was always going to happen.
Yeah. Fans started launching hot dogs at him later in the game because police and security staff went down to his section and escorted him out of the area. He consumed 9 hot dogs and 10 beers at the time of his departure.
Wait, why'd they start throwing hot dogs at the guy who wanted to eat hot dogs? I don't get it. What was wrong with him?
I think it was, you want a hot dog, fatty? Here, have a hot dog. Or they were throwing them at security for escorting him out. Hey, we love hot dog guy. We're going to throw hot dogs at you, police.
Man, you just can't do anything these days, can you? You think you're doing a good thing? You think you're doing a good thing for the fans? Uh-huh. You're like, let's sell $1 hot dogs, kind of fan appreciation thing. And next thing you know, they're chucking them at people. They're like kids when the teacher leaves the classroom for 8 seconds.
Right.
Jeez. Come on, give me a break, guys. Stop throwing your hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Teams should be emboldened to sell dollar hot dogs.
Why would you not?
Instead, they're being discouraged from selling a dollar hot dog because you idiots start throwing them at each other.
Also, it was Mets Cubs. They're under no obligation to be selling you cheap anything because those are two marquee franchises.
Sure.
In baseball.
Yeah, people are going to those games.
Yeah.
The Mets don't hurt for attendance, that's for sure.
Although 22,000?
Yeah, that's what?
That's a good number. What's their capacity? I don't know.
Probably like 55 or something like that. It's a big stadium, but they're not hurting for attendance.
No.
They get people to go to their games. I watch Mets games on the weekends where they got 30, 40,000 people there.
We go to Florida for story number two.
Sickening.
20-year-old man is behind bars, charged with launching a fried chicken at his sister during a domestic clash in the Florida residence they share.
Why are we throwing stuff?
Yeah, quit throwing food. Is it one of those days where I'm hungry and I don't know it? Just by the odd news stories that I've pulled?
Maybe.
According to investigators, the poultry pelting occurred Sunday afternoon in their Clearwater home. During a verbal altercation, the man grabbed a bag of church's chicken from his sister and began throwing pieces of chicken at her. One piece hit the victim in the back and left debris of food on her shoulders, a patrolman reported. After being read his rights, the man reportedly admitted to throwing two pieces of chicken, saying one of which hit her. The motive? Well, the man stated he did this because he had not eaten and did not want the piece of chicken he was offered, so he became upset. That doesn't really track with me. Hey, I'm hungry, but I don't want chicken, so I'm going to throw the chicken at you.
If I'm hungry, man, I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Definitely a piece of fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Fried chicken is delicious. Sure, it might not be what you want, but maybe it will get you to the food you want.
My reaction would be to receiving a food that I don't... So, I am going in under the same circumstances as this man. Let's just say I am hungry and I want food.
Mm-hmm.
But I have received some food that I do not want. I do not like that food. What's your reaction? Mine's not to throw it at the person who gave it to me.
Certainly not.
No. It'd probably be to eat it. Be sad about it, but eat it. Or there is, of course, the option of not eating it and then not throwing
it.
Yes. Which is a sound one.
Maybe you go in and make a sandwich or something that you do want.
Yeah. So, got through those barriers and decided to go with the old chicken chuck. Not good.
Finally, we go to science.
All right.
Where Connor Science has determined the perfect movie length. This is something you have had a passionate opinion about.
Interesting. I say that movies should be 90 minutes long. What does science say, Josh?
According to a study of 2,000 Americans conducted by Talker Research.
120 minutes too long, by the way.
92 minutes was deemed the ideal movie length.
Interesting. Interesting.
Now. You look at the top five highest grossing movies of last year.
They were all 7 hours long.
Only two of them were under 2 hours, Super Mario Brothers and Barbie.
Ah, Barbie's like the perfect movie.
The top 10 movies of all time, not a single one is shorter than 2 hours.
I get it. I mean, make a long movie, whatever you want to do. But you still can make movies that are 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Now,
if it's over 2 hours, there's going to have to be especially over 2.5 hours. If it's three, I'm just out. 2 hours, there's going to have to be a draw to it, you know? Hire somebody good.
Now, many people say, oh, well, Josh is a movie guy. He loves all types of movies. Surely he disagrees with Connor here. You'd be wrong. 90 minutes is the perfect length of a movie. Now,
smart.
You have to everything after 90 minutes you have to earn, and most movies do not earn it. Most movies do not even come close
everything
to earning.
Everything after 90 minutes you have to earn
by having a good, compelling story
in 90 minutes.
Not wasting any scenes. If you want to go 2 hours, 2.5 hours, that's fine. You got to earn it though.
Okay. How do you earn it?
There can't be a 20-minute lull in your movie. Or else I'm just going to go, it was too long.
Okay. Yeah, so efficiency is what we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you could make a 2.5-hour, efficient movie, more power to you. I'll watch it if it's good.
We look at...
But there is no such thing as a 3.5-hour efficient movie. There's nonsense happening for at least 45 minutes of that.
The Godfather Part 2, 200 minutes long. Doesn't need to be.
No.
Great movie. Not as good as the first Godfather, but
nonsense.
200 minutes. You look at the movies... Coming out this spring, summer season, Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy, 126 minutes.
Pretty long.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, 145 minutes. Okay. That's about 2.5 hours.
Way long.
Mad Max Furiosa, 148 minutes. None of those are very close to 92 at all.
No, that's true. I mean, 90 is kind of the new, or the 120 is kind of the new 90.
Yeah. I would say
everything's at least 2 hours now.
Which is interesting because, people can sit on the couch and watch a 6-episode season of Netflix in an entire sitting.
Maybe that's why movies are dying, Josh.
And you give them a 2-3 hour movie and they're like, whoa, 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 what are we doing here?
From the Equitable Bank inbox, a couple things here on the odd news. Here's Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Colin in White Plains, by the way. Shout out to my guys in White Plains.
Shout out.
Living in New York and having to be inundated with Mets talk, despite them being very mid at best, I am here for the Mets hate that Josh is giving. I would love if Josh got a daily segment just to hate on the Mets.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time, Colin.
Daily, Colin?
Daily feels like a lot. I'd have to follow the Mets a lot
There's
closer
already
than I do.
Several daily Mets podcasts that hate the Mets. I've never met a fan base that hated their team more.
Well, they suck.
They do. They have all the reason in the world to hate their team.
And they spend a lot of money.
Yeah, they do that as well.
Why are you doing that if you suck?
They live in the shadow of the great New York Yankees.
It's true.
And various other teams.
Yeah, the Phillies, the Braves.
Yeah. Sometimes even the Marlins. Although not right now.
Marlins made the playoffs last year.
John emails in.
Hi, John.
If I were hungry and someone gave me any kind of seafood, I would decline the offer and tell the person that seafood is disgusting, but I would not throw the seafood at that person. That seems like a rational response.
Right, right. You sound like
Although,
a normal, well-adjusted human.
It is irrational to dislike seafood. You're being irrational. It took me the longest time. You know, this is one of the greatest things I've taken pride in, like in my life, honestly. Like my buddy, hardcore, like he's like, I won't eat it. I'm not eating any seafood. I'm like, you're being a child, over and over again. So I bullied him and I bullied him and I bullied him, and I got him to the point where it's like, this is not even really seafood. It's this thing called shrimp, and it's fried and battered. And you wouldn't even notice it.
Right. It doesn't taste like
meat. I want you to eat this.
You taste the outside breading.
I want you to eat this, and I want you to see what happens. And so finally got him to one day. Now he likes shrimp. He won't go any further.
Okay.
But I felt like it was a pretty good achievement just to get him to try shrimp. He's like, I like shrimp now.
Baby steps.
Yeah. And we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Doesn't like seafood.
Yeah, people, that's a thing. Some people don't like cheese. Mm-hmm. Eat some cheese.
Yeah, eat cheese.
What are you for? Eat some cheese. What are you for? Eat some seafood. Your world will open up if you eat some cheese and seafood. That's for sure. Sometimes at the same time. Poll question, will your world open up if you eat some cheese and seafood?
Love it.
Get that one going. We'll come back. The noon hour is coming. Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7 will join us. We'll touch back in on our big topics of the day, including Ryan Kalkbrenner returning to Creighton and a no-hitter in Lincoln last night. Still have to get to the battle for Barkley and some revenue sharing. Jeff Sims has landed. The Eagle has landed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We'll be back with more next on 1620 The Zone. But first, a reminder to join the VIP club and sign up for 1620 The Email. You'll be the first to know about all the exciting things that are happening on 1620 The Zone, such as all the great sports talk.
College World Series right around the corner. We're going to be all over this town.
There's
going to
be some content.
Yeah.
Nick's vlogs. Whatever else is in there, you're going to want to sign up for this thing, 1620thezone.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.